Hello, it's Cheryl from self-publishing Indie Style. Today I'm going to talk about writing styles, plotter or pantser. I have to admit I hadn't heard of these terms until I became serious about writing. Writing styles are the way you tackle your story. If you're a plotter, you plan out your whole story or novel from beginning to end. You know your characters, your story, your arcs, and how it all ends. Some writers I've listened to already know their rough word count, how many chapters they need, and when they'll finish their first draft. Wow, I guess I'm not that. I must be a pantser, one who writes by the seat of their pants. These writers just go with the flow and never know where the journey is taking them. I think this could be dangerous if your story is very complex and you don't keep track of your characters and their timeline. So I don't think I'm totally a pantser either. I must be a planzer, a hybrid. George R.R. Martin has his version of these styles, a gardener who plants the seed of an idea and waits for it to grow, or an architect who painstakingly plans out every part of his book. I must admit, when writing in the past, I've just gone with the flow on my short stories. Being the oldest of four, I always made up stories for my siblings. At school, I often daydreamed and doodled ideas in the margins of my math and history pages. I had a mentor when I was in my 30s. I lived on a farm in central Victoria with my hubby and young kids. Doris Ledbetter would send me writing projects and I would fax my stories back to her for critique. I learnt so much from that lady. I loved her feedback. I became more inclined to write with a witty style because of her. I was definitely a pantser then. I wrote for a small country newspaper as a community field reporter and co-produced a country fortnightly newsletter called The Loddon Times. 12 whole pages of local news and events. No real creative writing was needed then. More graphic design. I enjoyed doing it though. Then I met a lovely dairy farmer who also had a passion for writing. I finally had a local writing friend. Lorraine was lovely. She published several children's books over the years. Sadly, we've lost touch. I wrote a short fantasy story that was included in the Fellowship of Australian Writers Journal. This really got me excited about writing. I gave myself a year to write a fantasy novel for teens. No real planning. It all happened in my head, and as I wrote it, like I was watching it on a film. I finished it in 12 months, all handwritten. I never did anything with it. I wasn't really happy with the end. That was 20 years ago. I've never tried to publish it. Maybe next year I will revisit this book and start rewriting for printing. My current three books that I'm working on have been planned. I'm researching all my facts. For my teen fantasy, I have a character dossier. I have maps and I have a very loose synopsis and lots of other things in the planning. I still tend to be a pantser in my story writing and I don't really know where it's going to finish. This is to be self-published. I will keep you up to date with it as I go along. Well, that's it for today's podcast. See you next time when I talk about world building. So are you a plotter or a pantser? Bye.